Out Front, I'm King David McKenzie. Local activists in several cities across the United States are organizing candlelight vigils this weekend in memory of Jorge Steven Lopez Mercado, a gay teenager murdered last week in Puerto Rico, and Jason Madison Jr., a gay teenager murdered last week in Baltimore, Maryland. At the time of this report, the locales of the vigils are Friday, November the 20th, Terre Haute, Indiana, at 6:30 p.m. at Dede Plaza on the Indiana State University campus. Saturday, November the 21st, Durham, North Carolina, at 6 p.m. at the CCB Plaza on Corcoran Street. Sunday, November the 22nd, Abilene, Texas, at 5:30 p.m. on the Abilene Christian University campus next to the Gatta Fountain. Boston, at 7 p.m. at Trinity Church in Copley Plaza. Chicago, at 4 p.m. at the intersection of Division and California, with a procession to the Humboldt Park Boathouse. Dallas, at 6:15 p.m. at the intersection of Cedar Springs Road and Throckmorton Street. Los Angeles, at 8 p.m. at the intersection of Santa Monica and San Vicente Boulevards. New York City, at 5 p.m. in Manhattan at Hudson Pier 45 on Christopher Street, followed at 7 p.m. by a mass at St. Luke in the Fields Episcopal Church at 487 Hudson between Christopher and Grove. Oakland, at 3:30 p.m. at the intersection of MacArthur and Lakeshore Grand Avenues. And San Francisco, at 7 p.m. at the intersection of Castro and Market. In addition, vigils are planned for Atlanta, New Orleans, and Philadelphia, but details have yet to be announced. Everyone is asked to bring a candle and gather to not only honor the murdered teenagers, but to speak out against the violence that claimed their lives. Bob McCraney, one of the organizers of the Dallas event, expressed outrage that the murders have not gained more national media attention. McCraney said of Mercado's murder before learning of Madison's death, quote, "This should at least be in the top five news stories, and none of the mainstream media are paying any attention. A teenager has been burnt and butchered in the streets, and all we can talk about is how many lies are in Sarah Palin's book and why Obama bowed to the Japanese Prime Minister. It is outrageous and unacceptable." End quote. Out Front at baronofarizona@gmail.com. I'm King David McKenzie.